Tiffany Hartung. She's with the Sierra Club. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Sierra Club?
The Sierra Club is a national environmental organization.
It was funny, and I'm not going to tell you who said this, but someone I mentioned that I was having you on the program tomorrow said, "Oh, those tree huggers, they're keeping the country from progressing." And I know you probably hear that sort of thing all the time.
We do. But, you know, one could also argue that we're doing, especially here in Michigan, we're focused a lot on energy and moving our clean energy economy forward. So we're also working to push into help turn Michigan's economy around.
Well, Michigan's energy advocates announced the launch of a month-long petition to, and it's a petition drive to urge Governor Rick Snyder to move forward with developing regulatory framework for offshore wind in Michigan. Talk about this effort.
Sure. So as you mentioned, we launched the month-long campaign or petition drive yesterday, and what it is we're asking the governor to stop holding Michigan's clean energy economy back and move us forward with taking the first step towards offshore wind. Michigan has a tremendous offshore wind resources that could create a significant number of jobs, drive economic development in the clean energy sector, and help Michigan become more energy dependent. But offshore wind projects must be done in a way that protects the Great Lakes and the communities around them. And currently, regardless of one's position on offshore wind, Michigan has no appropriate regulatory structure to deal with siting of such large structures. So one of the first steps to moving forward in developing our offshore wind resources is putting in place a regulatory framework to deal with that.
All right. Do you think that the governor is ignoring this, dragging his feet, or just unaware of it?
We think that it's just not a priority for him. But one of the reason that we're doing this is to help move it up on his priority list. We'd like to see him paying more attention to the possibilities of job creation around clean energy.
Now, if this was as effective of a job creator as you say, why hasn't private enterprise pushed the administration to get some regulations going so that they could go to work and putting these wind things up?
They have to some degree, but one thing that we need to be considering is that we are in a lot of ways in a competition with other Great Lakes states here, who is going to be able to move this their framework forward first. And I think what the industry is doing is sort of waiting to see which state is moving along the quickest and be going to those states.
Tiffany, how much money are we talking here? Say we've got the legislation in place to get this going. Is there interest, and how many jobs, and how much money could this create?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't have those numbers with me right now. But, you know, if you consider there is significant offshore wind resources in the Great Lakes, and assuming they're sited appropriately, taking into environmental considerations and considerations of the communities and navigational channels, that there is a lot of possibility just in the construction side and in the O&M side. But the big job creator is where would come in with the supply chain manufacturing. And Michigan has some of that developing right now. And we, as you know, Michigan is really well positioned to be a leader in that. So the supply chain development is really where we would see the large numbers of job creation.
As you know, the state has huge budget issues. There's a unbelievable unemployment rate. There are so many challenges that the governor has. Why would he put this near the top of his to-do list?
Right. He does have a lot to deal with right now in the state, and that might be why he hasn't prioritized this. But this is something that, beginning in 2009, there was a bipartisan commission called the Great Lakes Offshore Wind Council that was appointed by the former governor that came together to map out potential wind development areas and make recommendations on framework and take all of the things that need to be considered into consideration and begin moving that process forward. And that process stalled at the end of last year, and so the this draft framework is ready to go. It's just a matter of the governor giving it the go-ahead to move forward.
All right. The GLOW Council's recommendation would create a process in Michigan to clearly define the roles of state and local government entities, raise adequate revenue for regulation through permits, be completely transparent, and allow for significant public participation and input, ensure the protection of the Great Lakes from unacceptable impacts, and spell out processes for site selection, leasing, bottomlands, construction permitting, and so on. So there's somewhat of a framework for a plan in place. I wonder, what are the challenges? Have there been, do you know of instances where people have tried to put these up and harmed the environment and put up these wind turbines that were unsafe?
Well, so one of the challenges is that currently we don't have any turbines that are in the Great Lakes, and technically in Michigan they could be sited in the Great Lakes using existing submerged bottomlands, but the law that we have on the books right now was designed for regulating docks and marinas. It was not, you know, when they drafted the regulations for docks and marinas, nobody was thinking on this large scale of wind. Just wasn't, the technology wasn't around at that point. And so we do have some laws that could cite it, but they're not designed for that. So one of the instances that we saw a couple years ago was a proposal in the Pentwater area for an offshore wind farm. And because one of the challenges, we still don't have a framework in place for these projects to be evaluated, that there was a lot of local opposition to it. It was relatively close to the shore, and it wasn't an ideal first project to go forward. It wasn't well vetted, and that's one of the reasons that we really need this this framework before we move forward.
Tiffany Hartung is with the Sierra Club. Tiffany, before we let you go, have you reached out to the administration? Have you heard back?
We have, but we have not reached out to him since we launched this campaign, but we have been in communication with his office on this issue over the last year.
For people who want more information about the Sierra Club, where can they go?
They can go to sierraclub.org/coal/MI.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.
All right. Thanks, Tony.